Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to be knee-deep in daisies, we'll get dragged around, we're going to get cuckoo, and celebrate the birthdays of Otto Mattson and Bud Freeman. Last week, April 12th, marked the birth in 1880 in Pressburg, Hungary, of composer Otto Mattson. M-O-T-Z-A-N. While growing up in Hungary and Austria, he received formal musical training in violin, piano, theory, harmony, and composition. Upon immigrating to the U.S. around 1907, he worked as a violinist, formed his own orchestra, and served as Bell Baker's musical director in vaudeville. He collaborated with more than 65 lyricists, including Schuyler Green, with whom he wrote Marching On to Victory, adopted in 1913 by the women's suffrage movement as their official anthem. In 1914, Mattson became a charter member of ASCAP. With Sigmund Romberg and Harold Atteridge, he wrote most of the music for The Passing Show of 1916 and 1917. In 1922, he formed the Golden Rule Publishing Company, which issued his composition Moonglow, among other of his works. During the decade of the 20s, he produced about 50 popular songs, ballads, and instrumentals. His output diminished in the 30s, and his last known published work was The Traffic Was Terrific, written with Frank Lesser and Buddy Bernier in 1935. He died of a heart attack on January 15, 1937. I've played Mattson's Siam Sue and Fee Fi Fo Fum on previous shows, so here are three from the pen of Otto Mattson, all of which I believe are making their Triple R debut.
Thank you.
Not to be confused with the 1930s Walter Hirsch Lou Hanneman song Bye Bye Baby, that was Otto Mattson's Bye Bye Baby, written with Marty Bloom. Naylor's Seven Aces made a nice recording of it, which I played back in 2013, but recently I changed my Facebook profile picture to one of my favorite bands, Ace Burgode and his 14 Virginians, so although the record isn't in the best of shape, you heard their October 1924 recording on the OK label. Before that, chosen specifically for the musical effects, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and their January 3, 1922 recording of Marie, written with Henry W. Santley. Again, not to be confused with Irving Berlin's Marie, recorded by Tommy Dorsey, Rudy Valley, and the Inkspots. We started off with one of only two tunes Otto Mattson wrote in 1929, this one in collaboration with Billy Frisch. Where Are You, Dream Girl? Where Are You, Dream Girl was originally introduced by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, but we heard it by Ben Selvin and his orchestra, credited as Rudy Marlowe and his orchestra. And you heard a little violin solo in there by Ben Selvin. That recording is from July 2, 1929, and was issued on Columbia's budget label, Harmony. That same day, the band recorded a vocal version with Larry Murphy singing the Benny Davis lyrics. That disc was issued on Columbia as by the Knickerbockers, and I played it on the show back in 2013. And I want to acknowledge Bill Edwards' very detailed Otto Mattson biography and catalog on his website, ragpiano.com. And while you're there, check out Professor Bill Edwards' extensive list of his CDs and buy some. That's www.ragpiano.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I was at a business conference in Palm Springs, and on Thursday night, some colleagues and I went to dinner at the Tropical Restaurant and Coral Sea Lounge near our hotel. It was a perfect evening to be seated outside, and as we were enjoying cocktails, a very tall, very flamboyant drag queen made his way through the patio, enthusiastically greeting many of the diners, us included. Not all that unusual a scene for Palm Springs, I guess. Anyway, I had this segment of musical drags programmed long before that encounter. I did. Really. Here's Williamson's Beale Street Frolic Orchestra with the Midnight Frolic Drag. Thank you. Hot stuff. The Missourians, August 1st, 1929, and Vine Street Drag. The scene I described in the intro to this segment could probably just as easily have taken place on Vine Street in Hollywood. I don't think that's the Vine Street that the Missourians had in mind, though. Anyway, the Missourians were a Midwestern band with a Kansas City Benny Moten sound, and included trumpeters R.Q. Dickerson and Lamar White, trombonist DePriest Wheeler, and reed man Andrew Brown. They went to New York in the mid-20s and played at the Cotton Club, where Cab Calloway first started working with them in 1928. In 1930, Calloway took over the band, changing its name to Cab Calloway and His Orchestra. That was preceded by Charlie Davis and His Orchestra and The Drag, recorded in Indianapolis, Indiana on June 25, 1928. Charlie Davis is best remembered as the composer of Copenhagen and Jimtown Blues. The personnel in the band for this recording includes Dick Powell on banjo. Yes, that Dick Powell, the singing actor, star of Gold Diggers of 1937. And we started this drag set with Williamson's Beale Street Frolic Orchestra and Midnight Frolic Drag from February 27, 1927. Williamson's Beale Street Frolic Orchestra was the pit orchestra at the Palace Theater on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, and was led by Charles Williamson, who also wrote Midnight Frolic Drag. Last week, a friend asked if I was familiar with the song Daisy Bell, to which I replied, of course. Now, I bet that you're familiar with it, too, although you may know it under its subtitle of Bicycle Built for Two. You know, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. And so on to the last line, on a bicycle built for two. And I'll stop singing now. To your great relief, no doubt. It was written in 1892 by Harry Dacre, D-A-C-R-E, a British composer of popular songs including As Your Hair Grows Whiter and I Can't Think of Nothing Else But You, which was recorded in 1898 by Steve Porter. You also may remember that in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, Daisy Bell is sung by the HAL 9000 computer as it's being deactivated. Well, the reason HAL sings that particular song is that in 1961, author Arthur C. Clarke had witnessed the first demonstration of computer-synthesized speech in which an IBM 704 was programmed to sing Daisy Bell. I'm not going to play Daisy Bell for this segment, but I am going to play some rapidly rotating records about some other daisies, beginning with Weingar's Pen Boys. Thank you. I've played it by George Olsen and his music, but there you had I'm Knee Deep in Daisies, performed by Bill Foley's Keystone Serenaders, under the direction of Ray McConnell on September 4th, 1925. And I believe that's a Triple R debut for that record. The Keystone Serenaders made only 5 issued sides, but were a working band, and a few months before this recording, they appeared at the Adora Park Ballroom in northeastern Ohio, known as Youngstown's Million Dollar Playground. I'm Knee Deep in Daisies was written by Paul Ash and Larry Shea. Before that was another record being played on the show for the first time, Ups a Daisy by the piano duo of Constance Maring and Muriel Pollack, accompanied on trumpet by a Jay Horowitz. That Columbia 78 was recorded November 1st, 1928, 2 days after Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra recorded it for Victor. Ups a Daisy was composed by Louis Gensler and is from the Broadway musical of the same name, which opened at the Schubert Theater on October 8, 1928, but ran only until December 1st. We started that Daisy set with Frank Weingar's Pen Boys with an October 21, 1927 Edison test pressing of Tell Me Little Daisy. Tell Me Little Daisy was written by Carmen Lombardo and Jack Miles. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. We last had a cuckoo segment about 3 years ago, but I just came across some new cuckoo records. So, here are the Revelers to start off a set of rapidly rotating records about, that's right, cuckoos.
You naughty, naughty cuckoo.
Tell me why you act as you do. Tell me why you make me so blue. Tantalizing till I don't know where I am. You cuckoo. So what's the use of you for a mate? All the time you never play straight. Though you smile, I know all the while you're a sham. You cuckoo. You remind me of a naughty springtime cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Trying to find another place to sing out cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. You go investigating, you know you're fascinating, your cries are captivating, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Way up in the branches,
go to rest in someone else's nest. You cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. You're just as aggravating as can be.
You go a cuckoo in here, a cuckoo in there.
Somebody's heart you keep breaking. You remind me of an early springtime cuckoo, cuckoo. Way up in the branches. You remind me of an early springtime cuckoo, trying to find another way to sing a cuckoo.
You go investigating, you know you're fascinating, your cries so captivating.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, you naughty little bird, go to rest in someone else's nest. You cuckoo, cuckoo, you're just as aggravating as can be.
You go a cuckoo in here,
cuckoo,
a cuckoo in there,
cuckoo. Somebody's heart you keep breaking. You remind me of an early springtime. You remind me of an early springtime cuckoo.
Thank you. went cuckoo. Every 15 minutes he crew. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Be a pal, said the fella to the gal, and the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. I believe they're starting to woo. Woo-woo, woo-woo. They didn't know that everything they said was overheard. They didn't hear that little birdie giving them the bird. So he said with a sigh, who's your little peachy pie? And the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. Though I'm just a little cuckoo, I'm not as cuckoo as you. So he closed the door and withdrew. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Not to be confused with the 1949 I'm Cuckoo Over You, with words by Bert E. Sowers and music by Eric J. Gowan. That was the 1921 I'm Cuckoo Over You, composed by Harry Brooks. That was an instrumental version by Nathan Glance and his orchestra, but there are words which were written by Sidney Mitchell. That Pathé Actuel 78 was made November 15, 1921. I last played I'm Cuckoo Over You in 2009 by Benny Kruger, but it was also recorded by Selvin's Novelty Orchestra and Gene Rodemick's orchestra. Before that, it was Glenn Miller and his orchestra on February 6, 1939 with Cuckoo in the Clock. Walter Donaldson wrote the tune, Bill Finnegan wrote the arrangement, and Marion Hutton sang the Johnny Mercer lyric. We began that Cuckoo set with the Revelers, Louis James, Franklin Bauer, Elliot Shaw, and founder Wilfred Glenn, accompanied on piano by Frank Black, and You Remind Me of a Naughty Springtime Cuckoo. With a title like that, it could only have been written by Leslie Cerrone, who also brought us Don't Be Cruel to a Vegetabule, Ain't It Grand to Be Bloomin' Well Dead, and 47 Ginger-Headed Sailors. That recording is from December 29, 1928, and is part of a 4-CD set of records by the Revelers and their various other names, which I just got, and you can look forward to hearing more from them in the weeks ahead. Last week, April 13th, marked the birth in 1906 in Chicago, Illinois, of musician, bandleader, and composer Lawrence Freeman, better known as Bud Freeman. He was an original member of the Austin High School gang and in 1927 moved to New York, where he worked as a session musician and in the bands of Red Nichols, Roger Wolf Kahn, Ben Pollock, Joe Venuti, and others. In the late 30s, he played with Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey before forming his own Summa Cum Laude Orchestra. Freeman joined the U.S. Army during World War II, leading an army band in the Aleutian Islands. Following the war, he returned to New York, spent 6 years in the late 70s in England, and was active into the 1980s and into his 80s. He wrote 2 memoirs and an autobiography and was inducted into the Big Band and Jazz Hall of Fame. Bud Freeman died in the same city in which he was born, Chicago, on March 15, 1991. Here are 3 from Bud Freeman. Thank you.
Thank you.
With Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Eddie Condon on guitar, Claude Thornhill on piano, and Cozy Cole on drums, that was Bud Freeman on tenor sax and clarinet with his Windy City Five and his composition, The Buzzard. That was recorded not in the Windy City, but in New York on December 4, 1935. Bud Freeman and his Summa Cum Laude Orchestra opened at Kelly's Stables in Manhattan in April of 1939. Before The Buzzard, you heard them with another Freeman composition, Easy to Get, one of four issued sides from a July 19, 1939 session. They recorded a dozen more, but by April of 1940, the group had disbanded. We started off our tribute to Bud Freeman with Benny Goodman's Boys, one of whom was Bud Freeman on tenor sax, with After a While, a Goodman-Freeman collaboration recorded in Chicago on August 13, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.